Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 16, 1805. Everyone hungry. There has been little to eat for the party or the Indians for the last several days. So, Lewis sends out Dreer and Shields to kill some meat. Many of the Indians still fear that the corps is in league with their enemies and that they are being led into a trap. When one Indian comes riding back at a gallop, the rest of the Indians think he has discovered the enemy, and Lewis is not sure what to think. When the Indian reports that the soldier has shot a deer, pandemonium breaks out. Lewis tells the tale.
I sent Dreer and Shields out to hunt. By this measure, two parties of discovery immediately set out, one on each side of the valley, to watch the hunters, as I believe, to see whether they had not been sent to give information of their approach to an enemy that they still persuaded themselves were lying in wait for them. I saw that any further effort to prevent their going would only add strength to their suspicions, and therefore said no more. After the hunters had been out about an hour, we set out. We had just passed through the narrows when we saw one of the spies coming up the level plain under whip. The chief paused a little, seemed somewhat concerned. I felt a good deal so myself, and began to suspect that by some unfortunate accident that perhaps some of their enemies had straggled hither at this unlucky moment. But we were all agreeably disappointed on the arrival of the young man, to learn that he had come to inform us that one of the white men had killed a deer. In an instant they gave their horses the whip, and I was taken nearly a mile before I could learn what were the tidings. As I was without stirrups, and an Indian behind me jostling was disagreeable. When they arrived where the deer was, which was in view of me, they dismounted and ran in, tumbling over each other like a parcel of famished dogs, each seizing and tearing away part of the intestines which had been previously thrown out by Dreer, who killed it. Some were eating the kidneys, the melt and liver and blood running from the corners of their mouths. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 16, 1805.
Tomorrow, Captain Clark arrives.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.